The president yesterday in a party meeting actually said he wants to reiterate what he said last Friday. That is to say that the Inspector General of Police will not apologize. And then he went on to give a reason. He said if the Inspector General of Police apologizes, because the president is the commander-in-chief of the police, it's as if he is apologizing. And what we are surprised by is if they did something wrong. What is wrong with him apologizing? One would like to think that we have a leader who actually can apologize when they feel that they've done wrong. In my opinion, I don't think it will make him a weak leader at all. It would actually make him gain a lot of support in my eyes and in the eyes of a good number of his voters and citizens of this country, because we would know that he has seen where he has gone wrong and we are starting on a way forward. But apparently he says he cannot do that. And like I said in one of the interviews, to me that comes out as a lot of executive arrogance. So that really worries me.
Professor, you had mentioned something like an injunction, a court order or something. Could you explain to us again what's the role of the court?
On Saturday, he gave an order that we should go back to class without any of our demands being met. And we went to court to ask if that order is constitutional. We've also gone to court to get a stay so that order and it's attending anything that is attending to that order, there should be a stay on that. We've also asked the courts to interpret if what the Inspector General of Police did to Dr. Ajit Singh, and by extension to us as the lecturers of the university, is constitutional. And that's going to be decided, and the case starts on the 20th of April.
You are talking about something that involves the president. In most African countries, yes. It's unlikely that the court will come down on your side, but do you have confidence?
I have a lot of confidence, and many of our members have a lot of confidence in the judiciary. For example, our council went to try and get an injunction after we'd already been given, and because ours had already come out, they were told that they cannot have that injunction. So this far, I have a lot of confidence with the court.
You were telling me, Professor, just before we came into this interview, that your protest has gotten support from other organizations.
Several organizations in the country are expressing solidarity and underlining that the issue of academic freedom is pivotal to many issues of development and defines citizenry in many ways. For example, we had Law Society, and then we also had MCPU, which is Malawi Congress of Trade Unions. We've also had other constituent colleges joining in this show of fear to teach. For example, the Polytechnic and Munda College, they've also joined. And today there was a statement read from Zuni, which is the other university in the north, and they've stated that they agree that academic freedom needs to be assured, or if it is not, if they're not assured of it, they say they'll take unspecified action.